From Tidbits on November 1st, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. iPhoto 11.9.0.1. After cries of woe from users for whom the iPhoto 11 upgrade process erased all their photos, Apple has now released iPhoto 11 9.0.1. That's right, iPhoto 11 is in the 9.x version number range. That's what happens when Apple relies on years for product names. iPhoto 9.0.1 addresses issues that in extremely rare cases could result in data loss when upgrading a library from an earlier version of iPhoto. Okay, since it's important to upgrade to iPhoto 9.0.1 before upgrading your photo library, first install iLife 11 and then, before you launch iPhoto 11 for the first time, open Software Update and download the iPhoto 9.0.1 update. Once that's installed, you can launch iPhoto and allow it to upgrade your library. Apple has a support note about the process that recommends you make a backup first, always a good idea, and that you allow the upgrade process to complete even if it's still moving very slowly. All that said, continue to hold off on installing iPhoto 11 if you need to create a calendar for the holiday season, since Apple still hasn't confirmed that the functionality will return in time. Camino 2.0.5. The open source web browser Camino has been bumped to version 2.0.5 in what the Camino project terms a stability and security update. Beyond improvements in both those areas, the update adds compatibility with Google Calendar's print function, upgrades the bundled Java embedding plugin to version 0.9.7.4, and improves ad blocking. Also fixed is an issue that affected users of macOS 10's Spaces feature, where plugins wouldn't properly recognize which modifier keys were pressed. Support for blog lines, which is shuttering in the next 2 weeks, was removed as well. Postbox 2.0.2. Postbox 2.0.2 includes a variety of fixes to the Thunderbird-based email software. The new version corrects an issue with importing messages from Apple Mail that could cause message bodies to display incorrectly. It also adds or improves support for several third-party tools, including the Quick Text add-on, the keyboard launcher Alfred, and OmniFocus. Also included in this update is a fix for an issue with the subscribe menu option being enabled when it shouldn't be, and another for an issue with the quick reply feature. Things 1.4.3. Cultured Code has updated its task management software Things to version 1.4.3. New in this incremental release is a quick entry preference that lets you choose either Inbox or Today as the default destination for newly entered tasks. Other varied improvements are included, too. Tasks now show their creation and last modified dates. Projects and areas can be sorted alphabetically. Font size changes now also affect the tags window. And handling of non-ASCII characters in email subjects works better. The Things update also packs in a few fixes, addressing an issue with using quick entry in combination with macOS 10's Spaces, a problem where the keyboard shortcut for emptying the trash would erroneously also delete the currently selected task, and various logbook issues. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.